Want to talk superheroes? Well, forget the multiplex. 8,000 nutritional powerhouses lurk in the produce aisle. There are fruits and vegetables, and they're among the newest area in nutrition research. That's research on how phytonutrients work. So maybe you think eat lots of fruits and vegetables and great health will follow. Well, as science writer Joe Robinson learned in 10 years of reviewing 30,000 primary sources, our assumptions aren't necessarily so. Joe's written Eating on the Wild Side, the missing link to optimum nutrition. Joe, good to have you with us.
I'm really pleased to be here.
Now, you say something that's quite controversial in the book. You say the five a day, you know, that we're told we've got to have, you know, five servings of vegetables and X amount of servings of fruit for their nutrition is not doing the nutritional job.
No, it certainly isn't. Especially the fruits and vegetables that most people choose. You know, the most common fruit is the banana, which is very low in different kinds of antioxidants, and the golden delicious apple, again, low in antioxidants, white potatoes. You know, iceberg lettuce is the most popular lettuce. These are the foods that people will pick if you say five a day. And most people don't even get that five. And so we're really alarmingly deficient in these wonderful antioxidant compounds that can be in fruits and vegetables.
Now, antioxidants do what?
They keep us alive.
Oh, that's basic. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're involved in every cell and system in your body. And they're defending us all the time against these noxious particles called free radicals that want to destroy cell membranes. They want to wreck our DNA and give us cancer. So we're bombarded with these free radicals. And so we need to fight them with antioxidants. And we truly wouldn't be alive without them.
Now, from what I understand, antioxidants are one of this relatively new area in nutrition research called phytonutrients.
Right.
Can you explain what phytonutrients are about and why they're so special?
Phytonutrients is basically a plant compound. And plants produce them, all plants produce them, to protect themselves against their enemies. I mean, they can't run and hide, so they make these chemicals that will ward off insects and browsers and protect them from UV light. And if we eat them, then we absorb those particles, those phytonutrients, and they protect us from our enemies, which happen to be cancer, cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's, diabetes, and obesity. So their protection becomes our protection.
But your premise in the book is that over thousands of years of agriculture, many of the phytonutrients have been bred out of the plants, right?
Exactly. You know, I got this information from over 6,000 studies, and the accumulating evidence is really alarming. Our, you know, like just the typical fruit or vegetable might have, oh, from 1/2 to 1/100th of the phytonutrients of wild plants, which we lived on for most of our evolution. So unwittingly, starting 10,000 years ago, we started choosing plants to grow that were higher in sugar, higher in starch, and lower in these phytonutrients. And that trend, it continues today.
Okay, so if we've been breeding them out, if we decide to eat things like heirloom or organic, is that going to give us the phytonutrients or at least some of the phytonutrients that have been bred out of our food?
Yes, organic production, there's a number of studies show that they increase phytonutrients a small amount. Not every study shows this, but some do. Mm-hmm. And some heirlooms have many more phytonutrients than the ones in the grocery store, but not all of them. The golden delicious apple is a 100-year-old heirloom, and it is so low in phytonutrients and high in sugar that it can increase your triglycerides, these bad blood fats that are linked with the heart attack and stroke, and your LDL cholesterol. So not all heirlooms are nutritious for us.
So, all right. So then the big question is, what is out there that we should be eating? Because obviously this is not just a case of eat more apples. It's a case of eat more of the right apples.
Exactly. And one of the exciting things about my work is that I have found fruits and vegetables that are in every grocery store that are actually the equivalent of wild plants. They're not almost as nutritious as, they're actually as nutritious. And so you can just go to a grocery store, and if you were to buy green onions, they have like 100 times more phytonutrients than other onions in the store. I mean, they're inexpensive, they're common, and they're unheralded superfoods. And it's the green portions that are the best for you. So when you're chopping them up, you make sure you chop up all the green portions too. Kale, black, red, and dark red grapes, and artichokes, parsley, all of the herbs, they're just like eating wild plants. But just as important, in every kind of fruit and vegetable there's some that are much more nutritious than others. So let's talk about apples. The Golden Delicious is at the bottom of the ranking, and Granny Smith is at the top. Huh. But there are other nutritious ones like Fuji's and the Old Red Delicious, Braeburn's and Gala's. They're much more nutritious than Golden Delicious, L-Star, Empire, Pink Lady. So if you know which ones to choose, an apple a day can keep the doctor away.
Science writer Joe Robinson is author of Eating on the Wild Side, The Missing Link to Optimum Nutrition. Now, we're going to be back with more of that conversation with Joe Robinson. I'm Lynn Rossetto Casper. You're listening to The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media. Now, we're back with more from Joe Robinson, the science writer who has written about the new research into phytonutrients. Joe assimilated some 30,000 scientific papers and wrote Eating on the Wild Side, The Missing Link to Optimum Health. So, Joe, let's talk lettuces, salad.
Right. So the lettuce that we eat in the greatest quantity is the iceberg lettuce, and it is the least nutritious. And those inner leaves have so few phytonutrients because they don't have to protect themselves from the sun. They're all closed up, and so they're not making phytonutrients as protection. So when we eat them, we don't get it. What we want to find is lettuce that has an open structure so that all the leaves are fanned out and exposed to the UV light. Uh-huh. So they have to produce phytonutrients. So leafy lettuces are much better for us than the head lettuces. And in the leafy lettuces, the ones that are red tinged or have the brown green color or are all red are the best of all.
How about blueberries? Because this is a fruit now that, you know, everybody's talking about how nutritious it is for you.
It is. And we need to eat a lot more berries. On average, we eat 2 tablespoons of berries a week.
That's not very much.
It's trivial. And, you know, some of it's in those Pop-Tarts and stuff. Oh, so, berries are excellent for us, including blueberries. But I recommend that you eat 1/2 cup a day. And there are some blueberries that are better for us than others. And if you go to a U-Pick farm, you can find these extra nutritious blueberries. Or in the grocery store, you can find frozen wild blueberries. And they're 2 or 3 times richer in these protective compounds than the fresh blueberries that we see.
Interesting. You also mentioned something about how you're supposed to defrost those berries, which I found intriguing.
Yes. And there's so many things that I read that I just had a hard time believing. So now that we know about these phytonutrients and that they're important for our health, the kitchen scientists are finding ways to preserve them in our food. And it turns out that if you thaw frozen berries in the refrigerator or on a counter, you lose about 1/2 of the phytonutrients.
Really?
But if you defrost in a microwave, you don't lose them. So it's a really fast thaw that protects the phytonutrients and gives us these great anthocyanins, which are good for our cognition and memory and fights cancer and cardiovascular disease. So there's these kitchen tricks that I write about that really can be instrumental in bringing back these lost nutrients.
Generally in cooking vegetables, better to cook them in the microwave or to steam them or to stir fry them?
You know, all of those are good choices. What you don't want to do is put them in boiling water, because the nutrients that dissolve in water, as that food cooks, the cells break down and those nutrients leak into the water. So if you were to boil spinach, for example, which most people do, you're going to have more phytonutrients in the water
right.
than in the vegetable. Yeah. So, and stir fry is good because it's not a liquid that the food is cooking in, so those water soluble nutrients don't get into the oil. And if you use like an extra virgin olive oil, the food becomes more nutritious because mm-hmm. it absorbs some phytonutrients from that excellent olive oil.
I have to ask you about the garlic trick, because garlic, we know, is very nutritious.
Right. This is an example of the kind of research that's in these dense academic journals that nobody's bringing out and telling consumers about. And that's what I see as my job. So here's the problem. If you take garlic and you chop it, dice it, and immediately fry it or put it in hot foods, it doesn't produce the nutritious compounds that are so protective. It's called allicin. And if you expose it to heat right away, it doesn't produce allicin, and we don't get that protection. We get the flavor, but we don't get protection against cancer, which is one of the primary reasons, health reasons, to eat garlic. So there's a trick. If you just chop and dice and slice or press that garlic, set it aside for 10 minutes before you expose it to heat, that garlic is producing all that allicin. And it's all, the reaction is complete. You can do whatever you want to it at that point. You can, you know, you can broil it or mm-hmm. you can fry it, and you get all of the allicin. So it's just press, rest for 10 minutes.
Who knew?
Yeah, some scientist somewhere figured this out.
So, Joe, do pesticides and fertilizers affect nutrients?
Surprisingly, they do. And let's look at pesticides. What they do is they protect plants from insects and other, you know, diseases and problems that
right.
would attack those fruits and vegetables, because we want them to be perfect looking. We don't want any blemishes. But that plant is so protected that it doesn't have to make any phytonutrients to protect itself. So it's lower in phytonutrients because we've coddled it. And we coddle all of our fruits and vegetables and unwittingly reduce their phytonutrient content and their health benefits for us.
Fascinating. Joe, thank you.
You're welcome. It's been fun.
Joe Robinson is author of Eating on the Wild Side, The Missing Link to Optimum Health. Now, one of the things I like about her book is she lists the individual types of produce with the most and the least nutrients. It's really handy in farmers markets, where often you actually can find the name of that blueberry or that cabbage.